From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news update. Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink says that when it comes to loosening restrictions in the state, much depends on learning who has the coronavirus.
When we're thinking about how do we open things back up, testing is a key component of that. And so making sure that we're testing broadly around the state is really, really important to do.
The state has started publicly providing information on how many people in each region have been tested. Those range from less than 0.1% of the population in Aleutians East Borough to 1.17% in Fairbanks North Star Borough. Zink says the state needs to spread its testing across all of Alaska to understand where it should be devoting supplies and attention.
If we don't know that it's there, it's hard for us to know how much personal protective gear we need, how many hospital beds we need, are the social mitigation strategies that you all are doing and all this time and effort really helping. And the data that we're showing looks like it's really making a gigantic difference.
The state has expanded its testing criteria. Zink says that the more public health workers investigate cases, the more they're amazed at how mild the symptoms can be. Governor Mike Dunleavy says state officials will discuss ideas next week about how to get society and businesses in Alaska up and running again.
We all know that we cannot continue to live like this. Nobody wants to live like this.
Dunleavy says the goal will be to give Alaskans genuine hope. He says the approach will be led by the state's medical team. All patients in the residential substance abuse program at Juneau's city-owned hospital were discharged last month. According to a Bartlett Regional Hospital executive, Rainforest Recovery suspended inpatient operations in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Patients in recovery come from throughout Southeast Alaska and all over the state, making travel a concern as health restrictions tightened in March. Chief Behavioral Health Officer Bradley Grigg says it took about 2 weeks to safely discharge the 11 patients they had at the time. Some went to live with family or in shelters, and a few were placed in temporary housing.
We're continuing to work with several of those individuals, both in Juneau and out of our region, for that matter, working with other providers for folks who are in temporary housing.
Even though its doors are closed, Rainforest Recovery has expanded virtual services since patients left 3 weeks ago. Grigg says the program has historically not had an outpatient program, but they now have 20 people receiving services remotely.
It was not something we anticipated, but we're grateful that people are reaching out and are coming to us for help, and we're going to be there for them.
Staff are conducting individual and group sessions with patients over the phone and via Skype and Zoom. And they're looking for ways to make services accessible to those who may not have access to those technologies. Grigg says they're also trying to be flexible to patients' needs.
In a normal outpatient setting, we may only see them an hour a week. In some of these cases, we're spending 5 to 10 hours a week with folks to make sure they're okay, they're sober, their needs are being met.
The hospital has since converted Rainforest Recovery into an alternate care unit in case of a surge in COVID-19 cases. It has space for up to 35 patients. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, Governor Mike Dunleavy has issued several mandates that aim to reduce the spread of the novel coronavirus. But questions linger about whether municipal officials can implement stricter precautions than the state when trying to protect their communities. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Alaska's state-mandated health precautions include travel restrictions and 2-week quarantines for anyone entering the state from outside. But there are exemptions for businesses and employees that provide essential services. For example, grocery stores, construction work, and the financial sector. During town hall meetings in Haines over the past 2 weeks, several residents expressed concerns about those exemptions. At a press conference Tuesday, Governor Mike Dunleavy said that local municipalities have some authority to implement their own travel restrictions.
Communities have the leeway through their councils, their city councils and other governmental entities, to have that discussion with the people in town and the people in the surrounding areas. But the less mixing we have going on at this point, the more we slow the virus down.
The governor said he believes some areas of the country have had strict enforcement of restrictions on the movement of people. He cautioned against implementing hard and fast rules that would make the public not want to follow them.
You know, if there are folks that are engaging in behaviors that are illegal, that folks may see, may believe are unconstitutional, then they can contact our office. We can have that discussion.
On March 18th, the Haynesboro Assembly adopted a resolution to require that all people entering the borough from outside quarantine for 2 weeks. During a town hall meeting Tuesday, Haynesboro manager Deborah Schnabel said there is a question of whether the Haynesboro can implement its own restrictions.
The state's mandate supersedes any local restrictions.
The governor did allow some small rural communities to implement stricter health precautions than the state. However, the mandate says that communities connected to the road system are not allowed to adopt stricter travel restrictions than those implemented by the state. Schnabel says that the Haynesboro is one of several communities that reached out to the governor's office requesting more autonomy when determining how to prevent the spread of the virus locally.
We are waiting for the governor's office to give us either clarification or to release us, to provide a waiver, or to adjust to allow more local control. If and when that happens, we will be able then to exercise the level of control that the Assembly adopted on March 18th.
At the meeting Tuesday, Schnabel addressed local concerns about construction workers arriving in Haynes from outside the borough. She expects municipal road projects to be completed by locally hired workers and said it is possible that renovations of the small boat harbor could be postponed. However, she noted that the borough is under contract and there have been no discussions of delaying the work. The Alaska Department of Transportation's project on the Haynes Highway is a different story.
So as far as postponing projects, that's a possibility that we could be able to with our own projects. As far as the state project goes, that is completely out of our hands.
Schnabel said that DOT is requiring a 2-week quarantine for anyone arriving from outside the state to work on a road project. However, the state does not require quarantines for road workers arriving from other areas of Alaska. All essential businesses bringing in workers from out of state must submit a travel plan or protocol to the state. The Haynesboro is also requiring employers to submit a plan for reducing the risk of spreading the virus while working in the community. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
Cruise lines continue to book passengers for summer sailings, despite a federal no-sail order that could extend through mid-July. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, Alaska port communities say there's a lot of work to be done before ships return.
Carnival Cruise Line is offering a 7-day sailing through Southeast Alaska in early July. That was news to Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata, whose small town is virtually shut down in hopes of avoiding a spike in coronavirus cases.
I would hope that Carnival Cruise Lines reaches out to us in this community before they set sail.
There aren't any confirmed COVID-19 cases in Skagway, and the town wants to keep it that way. Skagway's health clinic has 2 ventilators. There's no hospital. But the remote community's economy is based on cruise tourism, and it planned for an all-time high in cruise ship visitors this year. So did Juneau and Ketchikan, the other Alaska ports on the itinerary.
We want cruise ships to come here. We want the passengers to come here. We need them to. But we also want good partners. And we want to work with people and cruise ship companies that respect the people in this community and above all else, respect their health.
So far, cruise season has been on hold. Coronavirus fears have closed ports up and down the Pacific. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends Americans avoid cruise ship travel because risk of disease transmission is higher on board the ships. Then, the federal agency issued a 100-day extension to its March no-sail order for cruise ships. It's not just Carnival. Other lines, like Norwegian Cruise Lines and Royal Caribbean, are also taking bookings for a cruise season that these Alaska communities aren't even sure will happen. Juneau City Manager Rory Watt said Carnival's port call in Juneau is far from a sure thing.
I would say that we would say that is speculative at this time. We have not taken up the question of how or when we'll be ready for ships to come.
He said it's likely the cruise line is taking the temperature of the market. He said Juneau has not yet decided on future community protocols for any cruise ships. It's unclear how many people have booked Carnival's trip, but the company's website shows up to 50 people eyeing the sailing at a time. Mike Tibbles, a spokesperson for Cruise Lines International Association in Alaska, said he can't speak for individual lines. But until a cruise line announces a cancellation, that trip would still be open for booking. if the season is on hold until mid-July, Tibbles said it will affect hundreds of sailings and cost Alaska communities close to $500 million in direct passenger spending. The CDC could roll back the 100-day extension if the agency sees fit or the federal emergency declaration is lifted. But that wouldn't really change things for Alaska's cruise season, since Canada's ports are still closed through July 1st. With reporting from Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick, I'm Claire Strempel in Haines.
And that's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.